I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul.
You know, I gotta tell you, one of the selling features for me to step into this role that I've enjoyed over the last couple of years is that we get to talk about and highlight great things about this province. This province is full of incredible stories, and we get to tell them each and every day. My next guest is taking that to the next level. This is exactly what he does, is he explores the, what I would call, abandoned stories of Saskatchewan and gives them new life. His series is called Abandoned Saskatchewan. And by the way, recently nominated for a prestigious award, the Governor General's History Award for Popular Media, the Pierre Burton Award. Love it. And boy, I'll tell you, the work this fella does is outstanding. The guy behind the camera, behind the series, Scott Warniuk, is the videographer and the owner of Crosscut Films, and he joins me in studio. Scott, thanks so much for being here.
I appreciate you having me on, Evan.
And congrats on this series. That's outstanding. I'm proud and I'm happy for you.
Well, thank you very much. It was, it's been kind of a passion of mine, but it is just a fantastic way to kind of share these untold stories of Saskatchewan.
So where did you come up with this idea? Has this been a passion for you? I mean, I know you've been in media, you've done lots of things in your life, but this is really seems to be a passion for you.
Yeah, it is. You know, it was instilled by my dad, John Warniuk. He had an encyclopedic knowledge of all things Saskatchewan. And he would, you know, we'd be driving, you know, across the province, and he'd say, oh, there used to be an air base there, or there used to be a mine there, or used to be something. And it just instilled me this, I wanted to learn as much as I could. And once I got into doing that through video, I found I could share it to a wider audience.
Well, I just watched the episode of the World War II British Commonwealth Air Training. Oh my gosh. Like, congratulations. That is outstanding. And it makes me want to visit these places in the province. And I find that's the way with Saskatchewan people, Scott. Do you find that there's this yearning to learn and to understand about the history?
I think so, too. You know, somebody said, well, why don't you do a video about the Northwest Resistance in 1885? I said, well, that's been, you know, a lot of people more talented than me have done that, you know. So I like to focus on the little known stories. And like, you know, like you said, the BACTP bases around Saskatchewan, there's people who watch the video said, I live 3 miles away and I didn't know that used to be there.
Yeah. Do you find or have you heard after you air some of these stories that there is an attraction for more visitors to check these sites out?
From what I've been told, yeah, that's one of the things, you know, I'm third generation Saskatchewan. I always love waving the Saskatchewan flag. So people who get out and visit and take part and learn about Saskatchewan history, well, that's for me, that's a triumph.
Scott Warniuk is my guest, videographer and owner of Crosscut Films. And this is the film company that puts together Abandoned Saskatchewan. It's outstanding video work, up for the Governor General's History Award for Popular Media, the Pierre Burton Award. So where can people find you? Because I want people to be able to check out some of these fascinating stories that you've told and will continue to tell. What's the best place to find you?
The primary place would be on my YouTube channel. If you just search Crosscut Films Saskatchewan, I have playlists set up there for some of the Abandoned Saskatchewan, some of the Explore Saskatchewan. Also, there's playlists there of, other things that I've done. Like I've actually, produced music videos for local artists as well. So people can find that as well.
Yeah. And I mean, I saw a video you did for Dan and the crew at Prairieland for the exhibition. I mean, you do great video work. It's all about storytelling. Do you get people saying, hey, here's what you should tell a story on? Like, do you get people suggesting abandoned Saskatchewan stories to tell?
All the time. Mm. And a lot of times, too, it's kind of like, I did not know about this story at all. So then I dive in head first, and the people I talk to say, I didn't know that was a part of Saskatchewan's history. And that's the thing.
Is it tough finding people to help tell the story? Like on the air field training that you talked about there, how easy was it to put that story together?
You know, the internet is a wonderful thing, and you can reach out to people who are far more knowledgeable about these topics than I am. It just, it allows me to bring the correct knowledge, to the video screen. And I appreciate everybody who has helped me along the way.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of plans have you got for upcoming stories? Anything you can tell us in the hopper?
Actually, I plan on working with Brian Eichel at the Saskatchewan Aviation Museum here in Saskatoon. We're going to be working on a series of stories about the planes that they have up at the museum. And it's not just this was a plane and, you know, this is what it was, but we're going to try to dive into some of the stories and actually see if we can make the actual aircraft come alive. And that's something I'm really looking forward to.
I can't help but think that something like what you're doing with abandoned Saskatchewan could be replicated elsewhere. Have you had any interest, other parts of Canada reach out or show interest in the work you're doing?
After I released the BACTP airfield video about Saskatchewan, I had people do Manitoba, do Alberta, yeah. Do BC, you know, but, yeah. But there's an incredible amount of work. And because it's a passion project, you know, these are videos are all self-funded. So in other words, I'm not making money at them, but it's something that I love to do.
Yeah. Well, you're a talented fellow. That's for sure. Where can people get a hold of you? We talked about your YouTube channel to watch your videos, but I want people to be able to connect with you because there's probably a ton of ideas out there for you.
Well, actually, I do have a Facebook page, Crosscut Films. And also, you can comment on any of the videos on YouTube, and I get those daily. So I usually very, very quick in responding to people who have some great ideas or suggestions.
Very quickly, a little birdie told me, do you have a cabin or a family cabin up by Pipperell Lake?
I did at one point. Okay. I do have some family up there still.
I just wondered how they were faring with the evacuation notices going on.
Yeah, Richard and Shelley Lawrence, boy, they do a lot of work at the Rainbow Lodge there at Pipperell Lake. And, you know, they've been out of there for about a week. The sprinklers are running, thank goodness. And the winds have cooperated. So everybody's got their fingers crossed and praying for rain up there.
Yeah, for sure. Scott, I appreciate you stopping by. And again, congratulations on the nomination and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on, Evan.
Scott Warniuk, who is the videographer and owner of Crosscut Films, and check it out, Abandoned Saskatchewan. He's got a Facebook page. You can check him out on YouTube, telling stories about this province that deserve to be told, deserve to be heard. You're listening to 980 CJME, 650 CKOM.